Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Like you said, no one can be woke enough. That's what Dave Chappelle said on the Rogan Experience not long ago. And he goes on to say this: I'm torn because I like a warrior for a good cause. I'm trying to be like Chappelle. But I'm really into tactics. You're not going to nag people into behaving. In fact, if you continue with this tone, even if you're right, you'll be very hard to hear. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Let me tell you something. Dave Chappelle is, sadly, he's saying without even saying it, you're not right. Even if you were right, you're not going to change somebody by nagging them. But you're not right. The left will lose because even their own people know they are naggers. Let's all say the word together, people listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Naggers. It's okay. I know some of you out there are naggers. I know me saying nagger makes you uncomfortable because it could be mistaken for, well, nagger. One little letter away from that bad word, you white conservatives out there listening to the program. 844-551-8255. I love making you uncomfortable. By the way, Chappelle is right. The left believe they can nag us into submissions. Those nigs? I mean nags. Kevin Jackson here, making you uncomfortable with radio. Truth radio. See, truth radio makes people uncomfortable. In the jokes of the nagging and the naggers and the nigs and everything else is a level of discomfort that you shouldn't even feel. All I'm doing is exposing the agenda of the left, stripping them butt naked right in front of you with their own words. I talked to you of Sarah Silverman, who lamented very much the same thing as Dave Chappelle, saying, what can you say anymore? What are you people not offended by with the woke generation? I repeat, Dave Chappelle said, like you said, no one can be woke enough. He's speaking to Joe Rogan. Rogan said, you can't be woke enough. There's nothing you can say. Notice something about me, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't give a crap about your wokeness. I don't care if you got a Guatemalan midget half-brother who's a gay transsexual cisgender chest feeder. I don't really give a crap because I'm going to say what I have to say about him. If it's funny to me, I'm going to laugh about it. I'm going to joke about it. If it's something that makes you uncomfortable, you can be doggone skippy. I'm going to bring it up. What's that zit doing on your nose? I had a zit on my nose, a thing on my nose at a party. Nobody said anything, but I knew it was there. I was prepared for one of my friends to go, dude, what's that? What, are you going through puberty again? Come on, naggers. Where are you? You got any guts? Anyway, we got a lot on the agenda today. More on Gates. As you may have guessed, Mr. Non-Privacy, Microsoft has some nerve asking for privacy during his time of strife. Privacy denied, Billy Boy. The Kevin Jackson Show will talk about you. The Kevin Jackson Network will sprinkle you throughout. What about Liz Cheney? The leftist spin of ridding Republicans of that rhino. How's that for alliteration, Ms. Pickens? Rest in peace. That's my English teacher for those of you who don't know who Ms. Pickens is. And she taught me what alliteration is when I was a youth. Or a ute, as Vinny would say. Arizona vote count has left us scared. We got a lot to talk about today. But you know what? I think we should spend some time this hour talking about Liz Cheney. On the way out, I looked at Google. I Googled it. I didn't Google it, actually. I just went to news.google.com. And here's what all the things were that were talking about Liz Cheney. Kevin McCarthy backed Stefanik over Cheney amid GOP leadership fight. Trump's big lie imperils Republicans who don't embrace it. That was Yahoo News. The first one was the Washington Post, just in case people want to fact check a brother. Oh, here's another one. Republicans are counting on lies and brute force to win elections, just like in 2020. That was USA Today. And then here's the Washington Post again. The big myth about Cheney, Trump, and the GOP, and it's an opinion piece. I didn't read it. But I do have this from Zero Hedge. House Republicans will return to Washington, D.C. to address a growing schism in the party between Never Trumpers, led by Liz Cheney of Wyoming, and Representative Elise Stefanik of New York, who hopes to replace her as chair of the House Republican Conference. A move endorsed on Sunday by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, roommate of Democrat pollster Frank Luntz. I didn't know he was a roommate of him. She's done as a member of leadership. I don't understand what she's doing, one former House GOP lawmaker told The Hill of Cheney's ongoing tactics on former President Trump. It's like political self-immolation. You can't cancel Trump from the Republican Party. All she's done is cancel herself. Critical thing there. Critical piece right there. All she's done is cancel herself. See, there was no, I know people are going to say this, there's this cabal against Liz Cheney. No, the cabal is against Liz Cheney's lies. And I'll get into that in just a bit in the next segment. But she canceled herself. Liz Cheney could have said, you know what? There's a big faction of Trump supporters here. While I don't agree with everything the president, now she went further than that. But she could have easily said, I'm not a never Trumper, whatever. I mean, she is. She is, so I'm glad she's getting ousted. But what's funny to me is how the left wants to set it up. Republicans are counting on lies and brute force to win elections. Trump's big lie imperils Republicans who don't embrace it. Let me tell you something. This is not, repeat, not about Donald Trump. This is about what 80 million people now know is a cabal on both sides against the real Americans. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. If you're establishment, you are against the American people. Trump represents fighting for the American people, and we realize it, and the left can't stand it. And so they want it to sound like, oh, they're just going after Liz Cheney. Oh, there's all peril aside, you know, for this. And we'll explain it when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The establishment took a hit over the weekend. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The establishment, the Republicans who've been, you know, who pedigreed in, the Cheneys, the Bushes, all of them, they have a pedigree. There's a pecking order in the Republican Party. And now it's been upset. And even though part of the people in the Republican Party, that's a lot of P's, isn't it? Part of the people in the Republican Party, you try to say that fast, were in part of the cabal to get rid of Trump. They didn't get rid of Trump. Do you understand how important that is? They said, well, we'll be part of it. You know, Doug Ducey, Kemp out of Georgia. Who knows? McCarthy, others. I mean, there's a bunch of them. His chief Meadows, Mark Meadows, is Trump's chief of staff. Pence. They tried to get rid of Trump. They got rid of him. And what's going on right now, Republicans, I ask you? Donald Trump is running the party. But he's not just running the Republican Party. He's running a lot of other stuff. Trump is in the news more than Biden. Somebody correct me, please. I'm going to start preaching up in there. Correct me if I'm wrong. Trump is more newsworthy than Joe Biden. I don't know where Biden is. I don't know what he said in the last 3 days. But I get something from Trump every day. And let me tell you, this what I'm telling you right now is Trump exercising. And I don't want to say it's his power because it's our power. We want Liz Cheney gone. You know why? They said Cheney repeatedly attacked Trump for inciting the January 6th insurrection, despite telling supporters to protest peacefully and then go home following the breach of the Capitol. The president of the United States said at that time, you come to D.C. There's never been a thing where conservatives got together and raised holy hell the way it happened on January the 6th. Everybody knows that was done the Republicans on Capitol Hill. They incited that. And then they conveniently got the media to make it sound like we're the ones who did it. And any Republican who believed that should be gone. They said GOP leaders hope that purging Cheney from the leadership ranks will remove Republicans beyond their civil war over Trump, one that's raged publicly since January the 6th. January the 6th was needed. See, it got rid of Nikki Haley. It uncovered the people who don't have the guts to say, you know, that wasn't us. You don't want, I don't know about you, I'm sick of sissies being in charge of the party. I'm sick of it. I don't follow sissies. I'll follow a leader, or I will commit fratricide to get rid of a putz, and I'll take over. In 2012, when Romney lost, and I know he was cheated, I'm actually glad he lost. But when Obama got reelected after the horrible first 4 years, I said then and there, and I'll say it again, I will not be led by anybody that considers himself a Republican. You are not going to lead me. And at the end of the day, I'm leaderless because I'm the leader. I'm not telling you I got the most people, I got the most money. What I'm telling you is I'm not following anybody. Because, see, I know what strategy is. I know how to win. I'm a winner. I'm a wiener, man. And I'm not going to be led by some putz. And what I've witnessed over my many, many decades of being alive is we have allowed people who don't know how to fight for us. I can fight. I'll fight for myself. By the way, quick shout out to my friend Molotov Mitchell, who got inducted into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Molotov. Mazel Tov. What? Anyway, Atlas Krav Maga, which I've got, putting my youngster in Krav Maga. I'm going to probably get him training with Molotov soon. He lives in North Carolina. But if you get a chance, look up Atlas Krav Maga. Look up Molotov Mitchell, one of the most amazing dudes on the planet and a good friend of mine. And congratulations again. That's a fighter. Molotov is a staunch conservative who is essentially says, I'll take no mess. And again, getting into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame is not easy, so good for him. Anyway, they said only a few members are talking about things that happened in the past, not really focusing on what we need to move forward and win the majority back. This was Steve Scalise. He says, we're going to have to be unified if we defeat the socialist agenda you're seeing in Washington. See, what Scalise is saying there is, if you give a crack to the Democrats, don't give them crack because they'll take it and then they'll go smoking and go rob your house. But if you give them any sliver to break in, you know, if you say something like, well, surely there was at least one Tea Party racist, but they don't even let you finish. See, you admit it. There's a racist. Racism is a problem. You can't do it. I don't get pressed into that. Surely there's a racist. I'm like, yeah, here's what's sure. You guys are full of racists. You don't even have to look for yours. Your races are up in front. Let me give you a few. The Congressional Black Circus Clowns, to a person, every one of them is a racist. And then all you woke leftists that are out there infantilizing black people, you're racist. I know what your agenda is. See, I don't give them any room. No quarter. Not from Kevin Jackson. And I know that's why many of you come here. You get your warrior training here. Nothing wrong with that. And for the record, for people, oh, that Kevin, he's a hothead. I'm not a hothead. Ask the people around me. I'm not. You, do you see me in the news starting fights or you know, somebody coming up to kick my butt? No. For two reasons. One, they know I will kick their butt because I'll fight back. And win or lose, you're losing. See, I'm prepared to die. Most people are not when they pick a fight. So that's number one. But number two is I don't... Does it matter? Does it matter, Rick Perry, what number two is? It doesn't matter. The point is, I'm not picking a fight, but you better know I will fight you. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. People are, Kevin, man, I don't want to be considered a hothead like you. Well, you should be so lucky to be considered a hothead. Being a hothead makes people leave you alone. See, there are people that you should fear because they're tough, and there are people that you should fear because they're crazy. And when you find somebody that's tough and crazy, oh, Lord, make them your leader. Shoot, that's what you want. You want tough and crazy. Now, look, crazy has to be tempered. I'm playing around with y'all a little tongue in cheek here, okay? But at the same time, I'm being serious. I want Nancy Pelosi scared of McCarthy. You know what I'm saying? I want Schumer scared of McConnell. Like, man, that dude is a loose cannon, that McConnell. You never know what that guy's going to do. Democrats fight like they're clawing their way. You know, like, you know, remember the girl in, what was that movie, Silence of the Lambs, where they showed the fingernails trying to get out of that thing where the guy goes, it takes the lotion and rubs it on its body. Yeah, I want you kicking and clawing. Anyway, Trump is winning in this battle against Cheney. She's gone. And it's a big signal, not only to the Republicans, it is a big signal to the rhinos, but big signal to the Democrats. And they're scared of this because it shows his power.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A U.S. senator claims Dr. Anthony Fauci is engaged in research that could lead to another pandemic.
You're fooling with Mother Nature here. You're allowing superviruses to be created. It's very dangerous, and it was a huge mistake to share this with China.
During a hearing on Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky blasting Fauci for what he said was ongoing research in the United States where deadly viruses are created for pandemic research. Dr. Fauci denying the U.S. funded Chinese virus research.
We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute.
It's a brutal day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial has fallen at times over 600 points during trading. Boeing, Home Depot, Disney, and Apple are among the names leading the Dow deep in the red on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. An attorney general in a border state is highlighting the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
As the Biden administration continues to put the U.S.-Mexico border crisis on the back burner, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News President Biden's policies have led to this humanitarian surge.
Sadly, I think that may be part of how people remember this. I mean, this started from his first day in office when he invited people to come in and said, we won't deport you, and look at the results. We knew the results would be similar. We didn't have any idea how bad they'd be. And just going to the border, which I wish he would experience the same thing I've experienced, which is seeing all these kids packed in, high risk of disease, being dealt with by the cartels because they don't get here unless the cartels let them. And the only people I think that are benefiting by this humanitarian crisis are the cartels.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration says more than 1 million Americans have signed up for health coverage during a special enrollment period. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I remember when Tiger Woods got snagged in his whole sex scandal. And, of course, they've got a... Is it a 30 for 30 or something like that? They've got... No, it's an actual show. Two-part show that they did on Tiger. And, I don't know whether somebody's trying to ruin his reputation or whatever. Frankly, I don't care. I admire Tiger Woods for his golf. And I have a buddy, he's a really good golfer, played for the University of Colorado, and we're good friends. He runs a charity for education, getting kids into good private schools, charter schools, etc. And he's just so stuck on Tiger's, you know, character that he just dismisses his art. And I said, look, I'm not going to get into people's personal lives because that's a personal thing. Tiger obviously has a lot of growing up to do, but it is what it is. But I remember when it was happening, and I remember saying this, at the age in which Tiger Woods got fame, which was very early. I mean, this is a kid whose dad was taking him off, and he could have beaten 99% of golfers by the age of 7. And, of course, he's going up and up and up, and he gets through the college years, and you know, finally he gets out and he starts making big money immediately. He's not prepared mentally for this stuff. So I remember joking when they said, oh, Tiger had, you know, 3 or 4 women or whatever on the side. And it was guys and they were like, that's it? I mean, we were joking, saying this dude showed restraint. Now, you know, if you want to watch the show, I hear he had a lot of other women and stuff like that. And, of course, he's covering up his reputation. I get it. But I'm telling you, what's the saying that if you've got an issue and you're poor, it's an issue. It only magnifies when you get money. So in other words, if you got a gambling problem and you're having trouble paying your little rent, you know, $300, $400, $500 or whatever it may be, if you hit the lotto, you're just going to have a bigger, you know, gambling problem. That's just the way things work. Unless you solve your issue at its core, you have some ethics or moral at your core, your problems just magnify, right? So, anyway, Tiger overcomes all that, gets remarried, or I don't know whether he's married, girlfriend, whatever, but he's dealing with his demons. And when Gates hit, Bill Gates, this is a guy who has inserted himself into so many different things. But I'm going to tell you what makes me skeptical about guys like Gates is when you set up a foundation, you make it very, very public that you're setting it up. You put billions of dollars, which, by the way, works in your favor. because Gates donates money to his foundation, which then mitigates the money that he earns, so it becomes a wash. So he sets up a foundation, and everybody talks all the time about how great the Gates Foundation does. I haven't seen anything that the Gates Foundation has done to further the cause of Americana. Nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not researching all the things they put money into, but here's what I see about the Gates Foundation. It's very left-leaning. They want to think of themselves as, you know, giving money to all these NGOs. These groups are not doing anything that's serving the world. They want population control. You know, they want everybody vaccinated with this, you know, with all these viral things that, quite frankly, are dangerous. We play clip after clip. I've given you guys enough evidence. If you go listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and find these podcasts, find the show after the fact. I've given you plenty of evidence. It's up to you whether you want to believe it or not. But they're not doing that much. Anyway, long story short. So Bill Gates, I just found out he got married like 20 years ago, whatever. He's married to Melinda. He met her at Microsoft. I'm sure maybe at the time, you know, I don't find Melinda that attractive, but, you know, to each his own. Bill sees her. She's much younger than he is. She's a brainiac. It's Nerd Central. They get together, say, let's make a couple of propeller head kids. And the rest is history. They run off into the sunset. They're billionaires. And I said this the other day. Even if they're struggling, you know, you would think that it's that for the sake of the marriage and the kids and the money they have, they could just say, look, I'm going to live separately. I know of a guy. I don't know him personally, but I know of him. And he and his wife divorced. Very, very wealthy. They were building a house together that was overlooking this. I was playing golf, and they said, that's the guy's house. His house is spectacular. 25,000 square feet overlooking prime piece of land. And they said what he did was he ended up building another home like across the way from his wife. She got that, but they're together. They're not together, but they're together. To each his own. You know what I mean? There are people, conservatives too, that say it's cheaper to keep her, cheaper to keep him, or, you know what, we can't afford to split it all off, so we'll just live our lives this way or whatever. And that's between you and your God. That's up to, you know, that's the way I view it. But the point is, the Gates had lots of ways they could do this, and more options than anybody in the world, because this dude, I believe, is the richest guy in the world. And yet, Melinda Gates said, nope. I'm done. That, for me, raises a lot of red flags. And I talked about them. Because there's so many reasons for these two. They've got the foundation together, as I said. And they've got enough money to say, this is how we can keep this thing going. If Bill wanted to... It's not like Bill Gates is going to red carpet events and things like that. Bill Gates seems to be, to me, somewhat of a private guy. I'm sure if somebody wanted to dig into his life, they could. But I'm going to tell you, you start digging into the life of a multi-billionaire like that, he might do a little digging into yours. So, and I'm not, you know, so in other words, here's my point. If he's out at a restaurant with another woman, and they say, Bill Gates out seen at a restaurant with another woman. Okay, so what? Bill goes, I have many meetings, you know, I could see him explaining it away. Or just buy the restaurant, for goodness sake. Make it your own. Don't let anybody in on the night you want to be there. There's many things he could do. So that was my point. Well, now we get, you know, some new news. And I'm going to be honest with you about Gates. I want to reveal it all, the way my mind works about this. You can't be a super nerd billionaire and not finally want to hit pay dirt with a few women of ill repute. See, even though Bill early on in life when he was working in nerddom, when he left Xerox and kind of got Xerox to give him Windows, and then he built Windows, even when he did that, and for what I heard, Bill may have stolen some technology or whatever, but he did it. But he was well into his 20s and maybe his 30s, you know, when things started to pay off. Let me put it a different way. In school, Bill was a nerd, and the women did not want to be with Bill. Once Bill got his money, then they were like, well, look at that, look at little Billy. So, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe, this is just me speculating, supermodels and these pretty girls, the girls he couldn't get, is a reason why he's getting a divorce. He finally realized, you know what? Well, Tiger Woods, I mean, he realizes that his billions entitled him to the most beautiful, superficial women in the world. No love, just lust on both people's parts. And so Bill Gates is like, you know, I've been a nerd all my life, and I've got all these billions of dollars. I can indulge. And he's starting to look at his mortality because, you know, he's already messing with yours. Bill said, you know, if it costs $1 million to keep your mom alive, it's 80 years old, shouldn't we spend that doing something else? Well, Bill's got all the money in the world, and he's now looking at his mortality going, you know what? I got all this money. I need to indulge. And I'm telling you, I think this is what happened. Melinda Gates, they say, first met with divorce lawyers to discuss ending her marriage to Gates in October of 2019. When the couple announced that they were divorcing after 27 years of marriage, they gave no reason for the split. But according to the journal, Melinda Gates had concerns about Epstein as far back as 2013. Bill Gates met with Epstein several times around 2011. Well, after Epstein had been convicted of sex crimes, they met Epstein in 2013, they said, to discuss philanthropy. And Melinda Gates voiced her discomfort with those meetings, and several employees continued with the meetings. And Bill did too. And then Bill said in 2019, I didn't have any business relationship or friendship with him. He said it was philanthropic networking. Is that what they're calling it? Another euphemism for Bill deciding to, you know, get his game on. These people are scum. I'm just telling you, folks, these leftists are scum. And the more money they get, the more scummy they are. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make their way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them with COVID through the anus. Ballpark, in 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start thinking about considering the idea of pondering the thought of conceptualizing the possibility of maybe, perhaps, reopening, but Probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
I love that clip. I wish we had made that clip. Funny stuff. Forget that guy's name, but that was good stuff. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Fraudchi is saying that masks may be seasonal. Just like they were, during the bird flu or what is known as H1N1, or maybe it was what we wore during swine flu. Yeah, I remember. I remember the mask. I remember them well. Those were so much better than a previous mask. What about the seasonal flu? A new regulation, folks, from Big Brother, crooked government. Your mask may be seasonal. We may see blips, Fraudgy said. Then again, we may not. But here's the thing. We need to be aware of all of the possibilities, or not. That guy is such a fake and such a fraud. Seasonal mask. See, he's setting you up for it's on again, off again. Seasonal shutdowns, lockdowns. It's all based on the science, right? Of when we can do it. Well, during the winter, there will be spikes, blips. We will need to probably double or triple mask, even if you have the vaccine. And let me tell you something. Listen to the language right now. Vaccine, good. Non-vaccine, bad. Vaccinated, good. You get more rights if you're vaccinated. You're not going to have as many rights if you're not vaccinated. You're not safe. Don't believe me? Here's Jake Tapper interviewing Biden's COVID czar, Wu Flu czar. And listen to what this guy is saying during this interview.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says that the CDC could consider lifting indoor mask mandates right now. And in fact, he is suggesting that that will be a sign of confidence to show that everything is science-based and that there is an end of the tunnel.
We're going to look to the CDC. The president from day one has said we're going to rely on science and facts, and that's what we'll do. The CDC has, across the last several weeks, given guidance for vaccinated people to do indoor gatherings with other vaccinated people, as I talked about earlier, to not wear masks outside except when you're in a very crowded place. And we look forward to further guidance from the CDC about what the advantages are of being vaccinated. What is clear is anyone who's not vaccinated should get vaccinated.
No, I agree. But I think one of the reasons why journalists are annoyingly harping on this and some health experts are is because there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and President Biden being able to take off his mask in a room full of journalists and White House staffers, all of whom are fully vaccinated, is a demonstration that the vaccines work. You and I are both vaccinated, and you and I are in a room together talking, and I have no fear that I'm going to get the virus from you, and I assume vice versa. And I think the concern is that by being overly cautious, the signal is going out to the public that there isn't necessarily a light at the end of the tunnel. Do you understand why people are...
I think everyone is tired. And wearing a mask can be a pain, but we're getting there, and the light at the end of the tunnel is brighter and brighter. Let's keep up our guard. Let's follow the CDC guidance, and the CDC guidance across time will allow vaccinated people more and more privileges to take off that mask.
Welcome back, everybody, to Truth Radio. Kevin Jackson, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. That was very interesting to me. I bet you caught a lot of it. Lifting the mask mandate. He says, we're going to look to the CDC. We're going to rely on science. Do you know how many times the CDC has jacked things up? But see, they won't tell you about that. They won't tell you that the CDC is an owned organization. It has no more science than anything else. It's insane how much they want to put. And it's funny, they make you believe that it's such an authority on stuff. I dare you to go look at what the CDC has done over years. I've given you some stuff. I gave you the guidance on H1N1 where they said we guessed at the numbers. They missed everything. But they make it sound like everything. Woo, look at what we did. The FDA. It's the CDC, baby. We believe in the science. Guidance, by the way, for vaccinated people. gatherings with other vaccinated people are okay. I'm going to make complete sense of this, and I know you're already with me on it, because this is the most idiotic thing, and nobody's pushing back. I love how he says there are going to be advantages of being vaccinated. Anyone not vaccinated should get vaccinated. So Tapper pushes back and says, but wait a minute. Biden's not proving that. He's not taking off his mask. He's not giving people a sense that if you're vaccinated, you're good to go. He says, Tapper goes, I've got it. You've got it. We're sitting here. I'm not worried about you getting it. See, Tapper could have easily said, I've got the shot. If you didn't, I'm not worried about getting it. No, we both have the shot, so we're good to go. No, if you got the shot, you're good to go. Did you hear how he ended the guy that's Biden's guy? He says, we'll allow vaccinated people more and more privileges to take off that mask. It's going to become a privilege for you to take off your mask. Well, last time I checked, I don't need the privilege of taking off my mask. I wasn't born with a mask. It isn't. There is nothing that a man can do to tell me you got to wear a mask. I got to breathe. This is a very simple thing. If you aren't vaccinated, you're not worried. I'm not vaccinated. I'm not getting vaccinated. And I'm not worried. I'm not worried about getting sick. I've already gotten it. And even if I hadn't gotten it, I still wouldn't get the shot. I know all about it. It was 3 weeks of just like going, what the heck is going on here? I can't break this. I mean, I was breaking my fever, but it was coming back. And when I finally went to the doctor, he says, you got the Wu flu. He gives me a Z-Pak, and it was gone within hours. I wish I could have that time back that I was suffering, and I could have just taken the Z-Pak and been done with it. Now, people go, Kevin, it doesn't make any sense that the Z-Pak works, but I don't know why it worked, but it did. But the point is, I'm not worried. Any more than I'm worried about, you know, getting hit in a smart car or what. I don't drive a smart car. I drive a bigger car. I'm not going to get crunched in a little bitty car. So the point is, it's my choice, and I choose not to. So if I die from it, we're all going to die anyway. So if you're not vaccinated, you're not worried. If you are vaccinated, follow me, follow the logic here, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, then you shouldn't be worried, correct? So here's the point. Cuomo says, we're going to put vaccinated people that go to the games in a section where they can be safe, and unvaccinated, you guys can give it all to each other. That's essentially what he's saying. And you know what I want? I want him to do that. Because I want to prove that you can sit in the unvaccinated section and you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. He's trying to make a distinction that if you get the shot, we're going to put you in a special privilege area where you can't get the disease. Well, guess what? I thought you couldn't get it anywhere. Has anybody even questioned this clown over that logic? If you've got a shot, you can pretty much think you're Superman. You can sit on a plane without a mask. You shouldn't be looking at anybody not wearing a mask and going, it's for my protection. If you think that shot's going to be effective and make it good for you, fine. The government's telling you it's all good. Wear it. I mean, take your shot. Don't wear your mask. Do whatever you want to do. Or take your shot and wear your mask. I don't care, but don't worry. Don't put it on me anymore. That's what I want. I want this nonsense to end. But that's not what they're doing. And I want you to understand, when you listen to them, they're giving you a privilege, a right to only if you get vaccinated. And they're selling this whole concept because they know nobody wants it. Just keep watching the numbers, folks, and watch how they try to market this to you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.